Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Monday, March the 9th. It is a great joy to come by way of radio. Well, let me just update you a little bit. I told you I'd be doing this now in our new project, Reaching America with the Gospel. We have had some response. We've had some people take us on, and we're going to make sure that we have enough people to take us on before we get our first station that we're going to be taking on, and we'll be taking on some new radio stations. Not for my ego, not for my glory. Friend, there's a verse in the Bible that says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Let me say this to you, that the gospel is what we need to be proclaiming around the world, that Jesus saves. You know, men are in a mess today, drugs and liquor and immorality and sex. And you know the answer for that is Jesus Christ. And the answer for it is not liberalism and conservatism and climate change and all this stuff. But the answer is Jesus Christ. The answer for the world is Jesus Christ. And it's not just believing that there is a Jesus. It's being born again, being born again. Now, it's not the TV religion that we have. Well, just believe Christ, you know, some of that TV religion. But it's absolutely knowing there's been a change in your heart and knowing you're a sinner. You got to admit that you're a sinner and ask the Lord to save you. Amen. Or know you're a sinner within your heart and ask the Lord in. And, you know, I did that 48 years ago, and I praise the Lord for it. God is so good. Well, I praise. Well, we're going to start a two-part message now. We're still in the book of Joshua. We're going to continue with a couple more messages here and that, and talking about conquering Canaan. We're going to do that today, and hope it will be a blessing. If you want to be a part of our Reaching America with the Gospel project, we're asking $10 a month support for the next 1 year. You can make one check, $120, or you can do you can give it monthly, or you can call the office and give it, or you can give it on the website, or however you want to do that. And just go to our website, gbiradio.org, and you can get our phone number and all that, however you want to do it. And I hope that you'll pray about it. I hope some churches will pray about taking us on for support in these days. Now, Father, as we look into our message today, will you let the Word of God have free course and use it for your glory? In Jesus' wonderful name I pray, amen. All right, we're going to this two-part message now, our 489.5 on conquering Canaan. Now we come to our fifth in this series of messages on preaching from Joshua. And this message is entitled Conquering Canaan. And I think there will be a few messages in this. There might be some parts to this. But we'll begin here at Joshua chapter 1, and we'll read verse number 2, and then we'll go down to verse number 6. The Bible said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore rise," the Bible said, "go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel." And then let's go down to verse number 6 of chapter 1. The Bible says, "Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." Verse number 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou go, whithersoever thou goest. All right, then verse number 8. The Bible said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, that thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Verse 9 says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee All right, whithersoever thou goest. Now, Father, will you help us as we look into these scriptures in Jesus' wonderful name? Amen. Now, Joshua is getting the commands here in verse number 2 to go into the promised land. Now, the promised land was a literal place, and God gave Israel three things: the land, the law, and the Lord. And you can look at it like this: they defiled the land, they forsook the law, and crucified the Lord. But those were three things God gave Israel. Let me just say, this is not really the message, but I'll put this in here. I want to insert this. Israel one day will get all the land that God promised them. As far as I know from the Bible, Israel has never occupied all of the land that God gave them. Now, they came the closest to occupying under King David, but they have not yet occupied all the land. Now, in the millennial reign, they will occupy all of that land. Now, today I want to talk about conquering Canaan. Now, these people, the Israelites, are getting ready to go to war, and they're getting ready to conquer the land. And God gave Joshua some things in these verses today that we're going to look at, eight things, and we won't get them all in this message at all, because I've got some sub-points and some outlines embedded into this that I believe will be a help to you. And I'll explain that in just a minute. But here's the deal. They were going to conquer a land they'd never been through before. And Canaan in the Bible. Now, when we talk about Canaan in the Bible, now, many times songwriters will use Canaan as a type of heaven. Let me say that Canaan is not a type of heaven. All right. Now, if you sing that, I'm not mad at you. That's up to you. But Canaan is a type, and the promised land is not a type of heaven. But the promised land is a type of victorious Christian living upon this earth. You don't have to conquer anything to go to heaven. Jesus already did that for you. But in your life on this earth, you're going to have to conquer some things in order to get the victory, in order to live in complete victory. So we're going to look at that today. We're going to look at Joshua, and we're going to look more or less at the spiritual aspect of it. All right, Canaan to us is a type of victorious Christian living. And so we're going to look at that. Now, when we think about this, God dealt with Joshua in some areas that he's going to have to, you know, deal with in order to go to Canaan. And we're going to look at some of these. Number one, let's look first of all at his going. Verse number 2 says, "Arise, go over this Jordan." Now, sometimes God tells us to go when it don't seem like we ought to really be going. You know that? Amen. God sometimes will tell us, but he said, "Arise." And so when we think about going for God, now, the we that are saved, you got to be saved in order to go for God, right? Amen. We think about that. But I want to go back and let me read verse 2. "Arise, go over this this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel." All right? Now, first of all, I want you to look at the prompting or the moving along of God. Sometimes God has to prompt us to get us to go. And at this time of the year, the Jordan would be overflowing. Now, the children of Israel realized that they were going to have to cross Jordan in order to go into this land. But God was prompting them. Now, sometimes God tells us to go into places that don't look right spiritually. Amen. I'll give you an illustration. You remember Moses and the children of Israel, right? They just came out of Egypt. And they looked back and they saw Pharaoh coming and marching behind them. In chapter 14, verse number 15, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." Now, you see, amen, don't stand and cry to me. Go on. Amen. He's saying, go forward. And so, we see today in our Christian lives that we should never, well, let me give it to you like this. You know, it's like sort of like a kid. If you ever had a kid up on in a closet or something up high, and you say, "Jump and I'll catch you." And the kid kind of stands, he kind of looks around, he's kind of scared to jump, he's not going to do that, and you have to coax him into jumping. And what he don't realize is when he jumps into your arms, he's safe. And sometimes God has to prompt us or encourage us to go forward, amen, in life. We have to go forward. And so the way to be victorious, God deals with our going. God said, arise, amen, arise. In other words, get out of the state that you're in and go forward, amen. Go do something for God. Let me just encourage you today. If you are listening to the radio or if you're listening to the broadcast, however you're getting this today, may I encourage you to go forward for God. May I encourage you to do something for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're saved, don't sit idly by and watch the millions Christless die, doing nothing to win the lost, afraid of what might be the cost. My friend, this old world is worth nothing. Amen. It's just stuff in this old world. You know, the other day, I hesitate to tell this, but the other day I punched something on my phone and I locked myself out of my phone. And long story short, we kept trying to get back into it, and we couldn't get into it. And finally, we had to wipe that phone clean. Well, in doing that, I lost about a year's worth of pictures. I lost pictures of my cats when they were little kittens. And I lost my Christmas pictures and 4th of July pictures and all that kind of stuff. And I thought about it for a little bit, and it kind of bothered me. And then I began to think about something. It's just stuff. It's at the end of the day, it's just stuff. You know, I'm passing through this when I'm busy for God, trying to preach, trying to win men to God, trying to get folk to live right. And so I can't sit and worry about a year's worth of pictures. It's gone. It's a sad thing. I hate that it happened, but there's nothing I can do about it. Amen. Now, let me give you a little outline. It'll help you about going forward in your life. Amen. When God said arise, by the way, God, and I'll come up with this statement again, but God's Holy Spirit will never lead you contrary to the Holy Scriptures. I want you to understand that. When God says for you to go forward, it'll be right. And here's Joshua. And God begins to talk to him after the death of Moses. And God says, arise. Amen. There's some of us, we need to arise. We're sitting, as a fellow said, on the stool of do nothing. Amen. And the Bible talked about that we're to redeem the time. Amen. But I'm going to give you a little outline, a little acrostic on the word forward, all right? Now, how do you go forward? You go forward by faith. Joshua had never been through this land before, but he was getting ready to go where God sent him. By the way, how do you go forward in life? By faith. Amen. One fellow said, when you can't track him, trust him. Amen. Now, you don't have to know everything God's up to in your life. Amen. If you knew that, he wouldn't be God. Did you know that? If you knew everything God was doing in your life, he wouldn't be God. But you don't have to know that. You don't have to know everything God's up to. And sometimes we try to figure it all out. But we don't have to know that. Amen. Let me say this to you. You go forward by faith. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. The Bible said I'm not to live my life by sight. We'll deal with this verse later in this part of the study. But Elijah, when the Bible said, and we may not deal with this exact verse, but we'll deal with this situation. But Elijah, remember he had killed the 400 prophets of Baal. And then Jezebel threatened him and said, I'll have your head, but tomorrow about this time. And the Bible said when he saw that, it didn't say when he heard that, it said when he saw that. He got to thinking about it with an eye of philosophy. And that's what a lot of us are trying to see things instead of hearing things. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You want to go forward to the Canaan land, go by faith. Amen. Then, secondly, go by obedience. Now, God's telling Joshua, arise here. Now, Joshua remembers a time when the children of Israel was at the brink of going and conquering the Canaan land when he was a young man 40 years earlier, and they turned their back. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for Monday, March the 9th. You've been listening to a message entitled Conquering Canaan. This is part one of it, R489-5. If you like that message this week, just write for it. If you want any of our messages, call our office at 336-356-1560, or you can write us. We'll be glad to hear from you, or we can email it to you, comments@gbiradio.org. All right? I love you. I thank you for listening. I hope you'll tell a friend and neighbor about us and join us right here again tomorrow.
Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
all the time. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.